No, we've got another Tisha B'Av behind us, and we're now waiting for Shabbos Nachamu. We are entering the Shiva D'Nechemta, and the emes is that there's an interesting shaila that we need to ask, and it really can make a difference how we understand what is really going on in our calendar and in ourselves. The Loshon of the Tur in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Chof Ches 428 is very interesting. I heard this Ha'ora from a late brother-in-law of mine, but the Shaila is a starke Shaila. The Loshon of the Tur is like this: Mebereshes at Yud Zayin B'Tamuz Maftirim Me'inyan HaPashiyos Doime B'Doime. From Simchas Torah till we get to Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, Shavuot B'Tamuz, so the Haftorah is always chosen Me'inyan HaPashiyos Doime B'Doime. U'mishom Ve'elech L'fi HaZman U'l'fi HaMe'ora. From Shavuot B'Tamuz onwards, the Haftorahs are not chosen by what's going on in the Pasha, but they are L'fi HaZman U'l'fi HaMe'ora. According to the time, what is the nature of the time at which this Haftorah is being said, and what happened at that time. So you have Talta de Puranusa, the three Haftorahs between Shavuot B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av is the Shloshe de Puranusa, the Sheva de Nechemta, then come the seven of Nechama, which we are starting now with Shabbos Nachamu this week, the Tata de Tiufta, and two for Tshuva. That's not our passion now to explain what those two are, but what's very interesting, he asked the Shaila, he asked, where is the Lefi HaZman or Lefi HaMe'ora? Where is the Zman of Nechama? The Zman of Puronios, that was a historical fact. The historical fact was that on Shavuot B'Tamuz they breached the wall, and until Tisha B'Av it was a time of Puronos. But after that, where was the Nechama? Where did we ever see a Nechama? After that, we went into Golos. And when we came back, the Bais Sheni, where is the Nechama? There was no time when there was Nechama. In other words, the Shloisha of Puronius, we can understand. That taka fits the time and the Me'ein HaMe'ora. The Tshuva Haftorahs also fit. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Is a time of Tshuva. So the Haftorahs which we choose, Tshuva Yisrael and Tisha Hashem, if there are two Shabbosos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so they are Haftorahs of Tshuva. They fit very well. The Zman and the Me'ora is a time of Tshuva. But the Shiva de Nechemta, where have we had our Nechama? We haven't had much Nechama in our history. And as we all know, they went into Golos, they sat in Bovel, Nagos Bovel, Shom Yashavnu, Gambochino, Zechreinu Eszion. Where was the Nechama? There was no Nechama. And then, after the 70 years, they came back, and the Bais Sheni wasn't the time of Nechama. It was a blessing that we had it, but it wasn't the same thing, and it surely wasn't the national Nechama. Bekitzer, what does it mean that the Shiva de Nechemta are Lefi HaZman Ume'ein HaMe'ora? I think it's a very, very interesting Shaila, and it's a Shaila which is worthwhile asking. My Shvoger said it at a time when there was sitting Shiva and had Tzoros. So he wanted to show from this idea that somehow in the Shloisha de Puranusa there lay the guarantee of an ultimate Nechama. That was what he was nagea to him. I felt at the time somehow this drosha stuck with me very much because I heard the kashya very well, and the answer was interesting. But now, it's many, many years ago, I don't remember exactly what he says, but I know how I would touch it up like this now. I think that, yes, we can say that the 3 weeks of Puronius, give us a time now of Nechama. And I'll explain to you why I think that that is so. The emphasis is that on Tisha B'Av, all of us, we're always faced with this problem that it's Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av. It's a day of Avelus. And from this thing, suddenly we don't say Tachanon because Korol I Moyed, because it's also a Moyed. So in what way is it a Moyed? What's Takasa? I guess people say this explanation, this explanation. It's hitting me now, just this year it hit me, because I think I've mentioned before that I'm being Oisik just now in Parshas Hazino to try and understand Parshas Hazino a little bit. And one of the big questions which people ask on Hazino is that why is it a Shira? Hazino is so chock full of terrible things. Vayishman Yeshurun, Vayivad, Shamanto, Viso, like the whole big Megillah of all the terrible things that we did, and about all the terrible einshem which we got afterwards. So why would that be a shira? So the emphasis is when on Tisha B'Av I was thinking about this, like it's a yom of avelus, but at the same time it's also a moed. So I said to myself, well, isn't that really the shira of Hazino? Weist us that even when the most terrible things are happening to us, there is a mokheim to sing Shira. That was in my mind, I don't know whether it's right or not, but it strikes me that the duality of Tisha B'Av, that it's a yom of Avelus, but at the same time it's also a moed, is really reflected in, or is a reflection of Hazino, which is an account of all the terrible things that we did after we got to Eretz Yisrael. Nochamol Avodah Zorah, and at the same time it's a Shira, we sing it. And that's a very, very interesting question. I mean, I think that the Dimyon is a very good Dimyon. It's mamish the same. Now the truth is, why is this very significant? Because I saw Moir de Gezach, a younger man here in the Koilel, showed me a Beis Yosef in Tovkuf Nun Ches. Very, very interesting. He brings the Shaila, what changes we make on Tisha B'Av in our davening. So he brings that there was a minhag that the oilam was noyeg, that's his loshen, that instead of saying oz yashir moshe, instead of saying the shira, and the shira, apparently many people held that on Tisha B'Av, which is a yom of avelus, that's not a time to say the shira, oz yashir moshe, and they saw that a beautiful thing. That's not for Tisha B'Av. So some people simply didn't say Oz Yoshe. Our minhag is to say Oz Yoshe, the Rambam says. But there were people who didn't say Oz Yoshe. But now there were others who, when they didn't say Oz Yoshe, they said Hazino. That's what the Beis Yosef brings. That instead of Oz Yoshe, they said Hazino. So what has Hazino got to do with Tisha B'Av? So Weist Ois, it's a shidduch between Tisha B'Av and Hazino. So my yesod, that the moyedness of Tisha B'Av parallels the shironess of Hazino, is be'emes, like it was established, it seemed like that, in these ho'olam nohagu, that they saw that the theme of Hazino is a Tisha B'Av dikker theme, and that therefore we want to say a shira, but the shira of Oz Yoshe is not pasik. It's the day is too sad to make it justifiable to say the shira of Oz Yoshe, so we'll say the shira of Hazino. What's Hazino got to do with Tisha B'Av? It's got very much to do, because you have the same yesod. Hazino says that even the terrible chorbonos that came along as a result of the prikas oil which we did in Eretz Yisrael, with the Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivot, and Nochamol Avodah Zorah, Nochamol, it's a whole big pasha. Aber Zvozok Tazino, that's a Shira. No, if that Sifra, that listing of all the terrible things that we did can still be a Shira, so Tisha B'Av can be a Mayed. So why taka is it? So this Shaila in Hazinu, how can it be a Shira when you think of all the terrible things that they did, which are listed in it? So there's a beautiful Sfas Emes. Don't know whether I ever mentioned it, but it's, if I did mention it, I'll say it again. It's a Mayur de Gazach when you think about it. The Sfas Emes says that, you know why it's a Shira? Because the whole Yesod of Hazinu is that even in the worst moments, the Ribbono Shlom doesn't leave us. You see, that's Toloi in how you learn Pshat in the Pasha in Vayelach. So what does it say over there in Vayelach? So Ribbono Shlom calls Moshe Rabbeinu and he gives him this terrible news. Hincha shoychev im abaisecha v'koma om hazeh v'zono achere Elohei necha ha'oretz asher hu v'oshomo b'kirbo v'azovani v'hefes b'risi asher korati etoi v'choro api boi b'yoyim ahu v'azavtem v'stati ponai mehem v'hoyo le'echol v'mitzo'u o'roes rabbeis v'tzoroes v'oma v'yoyim ahu Hello, al kiein elahai bekirbi mitzuni horo Israel. I'll bring terrible, terrible suffering upon you. And when all the suffering comes to you, what will you say? You'll say, Hello, al kiein elahai bekirbi mitzuni horo Israel. Vonaichi haste aste ponai bayoimahu akol horo asha oso. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to be master my ponim. Now the Ramban, the famous Ramban, has the kasha over here. He thinks that what it says, that they say, Al kiein elakai v'kirbi mitzo'uni horo Israel, that was a me'enu tshuva, it was a tshuva. They realized, oi, why are we suffering so much? Must be because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not with us anymore. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us, we had such a beautiful life. So now that we are suffering so much, must be because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not with us anymore. No, so that's a tshuva. So why does it say then, v'onoshi haste aste ponai? So Raman is a whole mahala, that it's not a tshuva gemura, and so on. But the Sfas Emes Zechatzadik Broche learns anders. He learns that it was a terrible thing to say, Al ki ein elakai bekirbi mitzuni horo Yisraele. What does that mean? That contained a tiny, that was a terrible chet. That was a terrible chet. The Yidden are saying, the Ribbono Shel Olam forsook us, and he shouldn't have. We have a deal with him. We had a bris with him. He shouldn't have forsaken us. Why did he forsake us? And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you don't understand. It wasn't that I forsook you. Of course I'm there. I'm never ever going to forsake you. That's what I promised you when I said that you will be Yisubli Segula Mikol Ramim, that you're going to be my Segula. You remember that Ramban said over there that what is a Segula? Something that the Melech keeps and he never gives it to anybody else. So I'm constantly going to be with you. And what it's going to be is that it's only a Hastoras Ponim. It's not the pshat that you thought, Al ki ein elokai bekirbi, mitzuni horo Yisraele. No, it's because Anochi haste aste ponai bayoimahu. It was only a Hester Ponim. I'm there, I'm interested, I'm protective. The Emma says, how can the Ribbono Shel Olam protect us? Well, was it us that if we're such big Rishoyim, so why does Itaka protect us? So on that, Bilam gave an answer. Lo hibet oven bi Yaakov, lo ro omol bi Yisroel. Hashem elokovim mayo suru as melech boy. There's a terrific friendship going on between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisroel. So what does that mean? So Rashi first brings the Targum, and then he says that you could say, the pshuta of the mikra, lo hibet hakodesh baruch hu oven shebi Yaakov kashein oivrin al devorov eino medaktik achareihem. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't look so closely. Lehisponein beonios shelohem uva'amolon, to look at their transgressions. Shein oivrin al dosai. Omol is loshen averil kmoi vahoro omol. So that means the Ribbono Shel Olam said, you're making such a terrible mistake and you shouldn't have made that mistake. Couldn't you realize that I'm loyal to my promises? What are you telling me? It's not Emmas. How can I ever not be Bekir Becho? I'm always Bekir Becho. No, was then? That's a Hester upon him. Emma says that the psukim earlier say it over there in Vayelech that it's only in Hester upon him. That's when Rabbi Shem called Moshe Rabbeinu. What does he say? Hincho shoshu v'avosecho v'komo mazev zonach v'elahe necha ha'oretz asher v'oshamo b'kibbo v'azovani v'hoferes b'risi asher karati etoy v'choro api bo b'yom ahu v'azavtim v'histati ponay mehem. It's only going to be Hester upon him. That aziva, the aziva v'azavtim doesn't mean that I go away from them completely. The aziva will stell sich aus in a Hester upon him. Mimele, if the aziva stell sich aus in a Hester upon him, so doesn't mean I'm not there. And mimele, I am there. And I'm there close enough to know when I shouldn't be looking. When you come to aveiros which are going to be so unforgivable that it would tuck a break the yachas between us, so I look away. Lo hibit oven bi Yaakov, v'lo yivoh omal bi Yisrael. That's what's going on over here. So the problem is like this. Where does Hazinu say all this? Remember we said this has emes tainet that the shira of Hazinu, the fact that even though in spite of all the terrible things that it says, it's still a shira, is because the shira is matkesh that the Rabbi Hashem is always there with us. Where does Hazinu say that? This portion which we tied just now is in Vayelech, not in Hazinu. But the word is, because that's the pshat in Hazinu. Because how does Hazinu end? After all these sorrows, and sorrows, there's going to be a terrible, terrible thing. And then, suddenly in the middle, after all the sorrows, and after all the accounts of the terrible punishments which the Rebbein Sholem is going to bring, so suddenly Hazinu changes gears and goes into the Rachmanis of the Rebbein Sholem. Ki yodin Hashem amo em posuk lamed vof balavodav yisnecham ki yirei ki oz las yod ve'efes otzav otzav. So terribly frightening when we think about what's going on in the world today. The Rebbein Sholem says there's going to be a point where you have nobody's going to help you anymore. There's going to be nothing is going to be left anymore. Nochamol, ki yodin Hashem amoy v'alavodav yisnechem. Why? Ki yireh, because the Rebbein Shom will see ki ozlas yod ve'efes otzur ve'ozov. And there's nowhere to turn anymore. Nothing. Not our vaunted armies, not our vaunted allies. Kein zachnesh. There's nobody left anymore, and there's no etzer. And then we have to turn to the Rebbein Shalom. And that's what's going to be. So the word is like, where does this suddenly come from, this Rahman? The teretz is, the structure of Hazinu is mechayev that. What is Hazinu telling us? Hazinu is telling us that you'll serve up with a zog, and you'll, terrible what it says over there. Shomanto oviso kosiso, it's terrible. Terrible what's happening. So where is the Ramokan? Why does Hazinu predict so certainly that there's going to be a time of Rachmonas? How does Hazinu know that? Maybe we're talking going to be so bad that it's going to, the Rebbein is going to get rid of us. The Teretz is, that's the word. That the side of it is, what guarantees that at the end there'll be a Nechama? What guarantees that at the end there'll be a Nechama is that even the Shahs, the Einsham, the Rebbein Shem is right there checking and making sure that it doesn't go overboard. It'll never be so that it'll break the Yachas, which is implied in the Segulo status of the Yidden. That's a very exact. That's what Hazinu says. And that's why Hazinu is a shira, Dr. Sazemes. Because, isn't it a shira? That the knowledge, in other words, from the fact that Hazinu predicts that there's going to be a geula, how does Hazinu know? Maybe we're going to be so bad that there's not going to be a geula. The terrors is, because the Rebbein Shem is there, he's making sure that that won't happen. He's making sure that it's never going to be so bad that in the end there's not going to be a geula. Oh, that's a bayadik azach. That's a Shira. And that is why Tisha B'Av is a Moed. Because we have the Mesorah in the Torah, we know from the Torah, we know from Parshat Vayelech, from Parshat Hazinu. What do we know? We know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to forsake us. In the worst case, we can do the most terrible things in the world. Bilam is our biggest friend. Lohibit oven v'yakov v'lo'ro omol v'yisrael. That's what Hillel tells us, what Bilam told us. He should know, he was a big novi. Lohibit oven v'yakov v'lo'ro omol v'yisrael. Hashem elokov imao. Hear that? He's there. Not like they said, Al ki'ein elokai b'kir b'mitzu'uni oro yisraeli. No, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. Is there lo hibit oven b'yakov lo rom b'yisrael Hashem elokav imo usru asme elokav? What does Rashi say usru asme elokav? I think Rashi says because lashon reyes, that's what usru asme elokav means. Let's see what I see Rashi quickly. One second. Usluas melech boy, losh nchibom reyus, k'moy reya dovid. Oy, isn't that a moyerly gezach? Nach amol geposik. Lo hibit oven bi Yaakov, lo ro amol bi Yisrael. Hashem elokov imo, not like you said, al kein elokai bi kevi. Usluas melech boy, even in your worst moments is your friend. And how does that friendship express itself? The friendship expresses itself in the fact that it's not going to get to a point where you are going to be lost completely. And that's why Hazinu can end with an absolute clarity and an absolute certainty that Giyod Nashem Amor Valavori is Nechom Yirek Ha'oz Lazim the efforts also Va'ozov, it's going to come out okay in the end. That's a Moed HaGezach. Kum Toch Ois, so the way we're learning now, Kum Toch Ois, that we can understand what Hazino. Remember we asked the Shaila, such an interesting thing. This minhag, okay, it's not our minhag, but there were those who instead of saying Oz Yosher, they said Shiras Hazino. What's going on? Oh, the going on is Moiradik. The Shira of Oz Yosher, the Shira of Oz Yosher is Taka not Pasik, let's say. We hold it as, but if we're talking about those minhagim. And in a lot of Paiskim, a lot of Rishonim, it's a big, big sugya. We're only touching the surface over here. But the vote is like this. It's very possible to say that a yom of Avelus is not matim to Oz Yosher Moshe. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam begol ruas shifro al yom mash l'ro yecheska bebuzim. I don't know whether that's the exact lotion. So that's a time of openness, of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's our Shira. Ribbono Shel Olam, we saw you. You were there. The sea split. Nobody was too blind to see what was happening over there. Was a shifra layam. That's not for Tisha B'Av. What are you going to say that? It's like a loyeg l'rosh. Like on Tisha B'Av, we're sitting on the ground and we're crying because of the Titus coming and taking his zoyna into the Kodesh Kadoshim Rachmon al Islam. What are you going to tell us? There were such moigadika times. It's just rubbing salt into the wound. Oh, but those Yesh Oimrim, those Noyakim, the Oilam Noyak, that was the lotion of the Reis Yosef Be'erich. So what are we going to sing a Shiva as Yosher Moshe? That's rubbing salt into the wound. So we know what we'll do, we'll sing Hazino. Hazino is the Tisha B'Av Dika Shira. What Oz Yosher is for the rest of the land. In other words, the Ribbono Shel Olam does nisim for us. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with us. Hashem Elokav Imo is Sruas Melokvai. Always, 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 always. So when we're in the mode of Oz Yosher Moshe, the rest of the year we're not being Misabel, so then we can say Oz Yosher Moshe. We're saying the same Shira on Tisha B'Av. What's the same Shira? Hazino is the Shira of Hester Ponim. Oz Yosher is the Shira of Gilui Ponim. Hazino is the Shira of Hester Ponim. That's mamish the same thing. That's meyudik, meduyak. That's bediyuk what it is. that it's the most logical thing in the world. I'm sorry that the Rambam says it's not our minhag. It's interesting that the Rambam doesn't say why or not. Like, what's at issue over here? Groyser Menschen held like that. So why do we reject it? I don't know. So, I think that in the Poskim, which I saw, the explanation is because there's no reason not to say Oz Yashir Moshe, because everything which is Derech Tefillah, which belongs to the Seder of the Davening, we say Psukah de Zimbah also. So if we can say Psukah de Zimbah, we can say Oz Yashir. You know, it's not the vort is that Hazino isn't appropriate. The vort is that it's not needed. Why is it not needed? Because you say that we can't have Oz Yashir, so what are we going to do? So we have another Oz Yashir in the Tzura of Hestaponim, and that's called Hazino. But if you could say Oz Yashir, so there's no reason to bring in Hazino. So that's the vort. But nobody thinks it on the aside that if it were Takah so, that on Tisha B'Av it would not be Kedai to say Oz Yashir, that then Hazino would be an appropriate substitution for it. It's Moyodik. That Hazino is the Oz Yashir of Tisha B'Av. It's Moyodik. It really is Moyodik. And so, Mimela, I hold that that's the pshat in the Tua Takah, that we ask that how can you say that the Nechemta is Me'ein HaMe'ora? How is it Me'ein HaMe'ora? The Teretz is because that's its Me'ein HaMe'ora, because after you've had 3 weeks and you've had Tisha B'Av, right, and you know that even on Tisha B'Av, in all the horrors of Tisha B'Av, the Rabban Shem was there, Hashem Elokav Imay Usuruas Melech Bar. So then now there's a Nechama, there's going to be a happy ending. That is what Hazina says. That is what Hazina says. And after all, Vayishman Yishurum Vayivat, and all these terrible, terrible, terrible things, in the end it comes out that there's going to be a Zman of Mashiach. That is the Nechama. And that Nechama follows logically from the Tzura of the Tzar. And the Mele, the Tzura is correct, that we go Bosa the Zman and Bosa the Ma'ira. And the Zman of after Tisha B'Av is a Zman of Nechama. How do we know? Because the Tzoras of Tisha B'Av are the kind of Tzoras which the Torah touches up for us in Vayelech, in Hazino, and it's always Hashem Elokav Imay. So Mimela, there is this Nechama, and we know that however bad the Tzoras were that we have to go through, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's a Moira Vika Yisrael.